This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is a short introduction to the Hanbali text, Kitabu Furu'i al-Fiqhi, an epitome of Hanbali substantive law, the most concise, most summarized of all Hanbali mutun, walhamdulillah, of all Hanbali texts. And the author of this beautiful text is the great Hanbali scholar, Yusuf ibn al-Hasan ibn Ahmad ibn al-Hasan ibn Ahmad ibn Abd al-Hadi al-Salihi al-Dimishqi al-Hanbali. And his lineage traces back to Umar ibn al-Khattab, and so he is from the Quraysh, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, he was born in the year 840 AH, and Yusuf ibn Abd al-Hadi authored not only this work here, Kitabu Furu'i al-Fiqhi, which in reality is a portion of a much larger work of his. He's also authored the famous Mughni, Mughni Dhawil Afham, famous book of Hanbali, of Hanbali fiqh, walhamdulillah. Remember, the author was from Damascus. Generally, we find that the Hanbali madhab had three bases of influence or of spread. The first one being in Baghdad, in Iraq. Later on, it spread to Sham, Damascus especially. And then the third base was Najd in Saudi Arabia. We find that from amongst the teachers of Yusuf ibn Abd al-Hadi was Imam al-Mardawi, Imam Ala al-Din Al-Qadi Al-Mardawi, the author of Kitab Al-Insaf. Insaf, subhanAllah, one of the most important books of the Hanbali Madhab. And the Hanbali Madhab, we find that there are three stages, three levels. We find the Mutaqaddimun scholars, the Mutaqaddimin scholars. Then we find the Mutawassitun level, and then the Mutaakhirun. Mutaakhirun, it begins with Ala al-Din al-Mardawi. He is the one who, in his Kitab al-Insaf, brings the various opinions of the Madhab, of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, etc. And then finally ends off with the official correct position of the Madhab. He brings the final correct position with regards to all of these riwayat, walhamdulillah. Our author, Yusuf ibn Abd al-Hadi, passed away on Monday, the 16th of Muharram, in the year 909, rahimahullah. This work here, Kitabu Furu'i al-Fiqhi, as we stated, is a portion from a much larger work of his Jami' al-Ulum. And the fiqh section has been taken out, and Sheikh Abdus Salam al-Shuwa'ir of Saudi Arabia is the one who edited it and printed it in its beautiful one volume. He's also done the checking of it, even though there are some slight discrepancies and there are some slight errors in the original Arabic and also in the translation done by our brother Jewel Jalil, and this text here printed by Dar al-Arqam in the UK, and the translation and introduction done by brother Sheikh Jewel Jalil. May Allah reward him for that effort. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, this is a beautiful text. It's a summarized text. It's a beautiful text for any beginner Hanbali student of knowledge, walhamdulillah. It covers generally most of the chapters of fiqh in a very, very summarized and concise fashion, walhamdulillah. As opposed to, example, Bidayatul Abid wa Kifayatul Zahid, only covering ibadat, but in detail. For beginner text, it's rather detailed. Whereas this text here, Kitabu Furu'i al-Fiqhi, covers many more chapters. In fact, one can say all of the chapters of fiqh, but very, very concisely, walhamdulillah. And Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, walhamdulillah, we've done an explanation of دروس مهمة لعامة الأمة by Sheikh Bin Baz rahimahullah, or translated into English as 33 lessons for every Muslim. That's a super beginner textbook, walhamdulillah. Above that, بإذن الله تعالى, the next step would be this here, كتاب فروع الفقه والحمد لله. The next level, we've also done the explanation of بداية العابد وكفاية الزاهد والحمد لله. And one above that, عمدة الفقه by the great Hanbali scholar of Al-Islam, Ibn Qudama Al-Maqdisi rahimahullah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants life, then bi-idhnillahi ta'ala we intend to do an explanation of Akhsar Al-Mukhtasarat bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We hope that you study the book. We hope that you study the text. We hope that you benefit. We hope that you increase your knowledge. Remember, if your knowledge is above average, your ibadah, your akhlaq, your character is also supposed to be above average. حياكم الله. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to record our efforts in our scales of good deeds. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. On that day when nobody is wealth and health and family etc. will be able to help them, except the one who comes to Allah with a heart which is sound. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to correct our intentions at the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. جزاكم الله خيرا. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.